This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I don't know any other way to open the show. Tell me, give me a different one. It's the only session of Sanity I can find during the day. Makes me feel good anyway. After the break, Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me. Time to talk about the whether the Democrats have way overstepped on impeachment. But there's, you know, plenty of times in the past that we thought that they really stepped in it big. We got nothing. We truly got nothing. I am amazed that the Republican Party is such in disarray. I think they are, to a big degree. You know, Del Beccaro is going to join me to discuss whether Newsom is done. You remember, he was going to run for president. He was actually seriously considering running for president. And there were a boatload of, for a while there was a boatload of Obama holdovers, Obamaites, working with Newsom, hoping hoping that it would be exactly the direction he would go in. He was young and well-liked, had a high approval rating. People love California. And look what he did to it. Turned it into a cesspool. So who's next for the Dems? Talk about whether Newsom is running scared and... I want Tom's take on how the impeachment process played out today. Any questions? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I like that one. I think I used that one years ago. Your daily dose of Joe. Although the guy, what was that? Was it the fella, Morning Joe? You know, apparently that's already been trademarked. Like I said, though, a lot happening, a lot we need to go through, a lot we need to talk about. And I really feel bad for people that live here. I live here too, but live here in California. And you know, you came here for the weather. It's beautiful. There are a lot of places to go. You can be, you know, you can be skiing in the afternoon, swimming in the morning, or vice versa, whatever it is. And you know, how do they blow it? How do they blow it so quickly and so easily? That's what I want to know. I also love the fact, you know, they're going to try. This is great. They're going to try to tax water in California. I'm going to talk to Tom about that when he comes on. This, I think, is wonderful. I mean, it just shows you that there's nothing. Nothing. There isn't anything that the Dems, when it comes to taxes... They're looking for anything, anyway, anyhow, right? Any way you look at it. Supreme Court's going to decide whether police can enter a home to seize guns without a warrant. That's a big deal. Right? I can't imagine they're going to go with this. Now, the Fourth Amendment, right against warrantless searches of a person's home, is a pillar. I mean, it is a pillar of the American Constitution. And basically, before a police officer or any other government official can enter your home, they must show a judge that they have probable cause and that they're looking and will discover specific evidence. The only time technically they can enter your home without a warrant is with probable cause. You hear somebody screaming for help inside the house, they can go in. Now, there's some limited exceptions to this right. There is exigent circumstances. If a police officer looks through a home's window and sees a person about to stab another person, the officer can burst through the door and prevent the attack. There's also the emergency aid exception. If the officer looked through the same window and saw the resident collapsing from an apparent heart attack, the officer could run into the house and administer aid. These don't violate the Fourth Amendment at all. Very few say that it would. There have been some people. However, there's a broader cousin to these exceptions. It's called the community caretaking exception. Now, it comes from a case where the police took a gun out of the trunk of an impounded vehicle without first obtaining a warrant. Supreme Court held that there is a community caretaking exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement because police perform community caretaking functions on a regular basis. Right? I mean, totally divorced from the detection or investigation or acquisition of evidence. Now, the court held that police activity in furtherance of these functions does not violate the Fourth Amendment, as long as it's executed in a reasonable manner. Well, what's reasonable? That's what I want to know. Now, unlike the first two exceptions, this one's not limited to immediate emergencies. In that particular Supreme Court case, there was only a general concern that vandals might eventually break into the impounded car and steal any weapons that were in the trunk. So the community care exception is far broader. Now look at, I had, it's somewhat of the same thing. We had, a friend of mine passed away a little over a year ago. He had guns in the house. We knew it, we didn't go looking for them, and we were in the middle of a guy lying dead on the floor, basically. Police came in and you know, just to make sure there wasn't foul play, they just took pictures, they kind of took notes as to what was going on. I mean, the man had a case of, medication to help him in case something went sideways. So it was very obvious, and his doctors backed up his condition. They asked if they could go through the house just to make sure everything was safe and what have you. And in the moment, the guy, the one in charge said yes. So after everybody had left and they had taken the body out and what have you, the officer came to the one in charge and said, look, we found a couple of guns upstairs, and technically I'm supposed to take them, but I'm not going to. You guys seem like, you know, good guys, and I'm sure they're going to be part of the estate, so let's just go upstairs, unload them, and then you take them with you. That was pretty good. That was pretty cool of the cop. When in reality, he could have taken them because the deceased, the registered owner, was no longer around. So I'm your host, Tom Del Vecchio, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. You can always text us or get alerted by text. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I always appreciate your time with us. But I always love having this guy on with me. As we say in Italian, he's Mike Paisan. Tom DelVaccaro joins me, and he's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Key to America's Reconciliation, still holds today. You need to pick up a copy of the book. And Tom, thanks for being with me. I love having you on the show, man. I appreciate your time.
I agree. And I love the bumper music of Greg Kinn, who used to live near me. And I used to run into him now and again, had lunch with him, I remember one time. Loved Greg Kinn.
Well, You know, I don't pick all the music, but I do like it. So, I want some of the old stuff. You know,
yeah.
We need some more Martin and Sinatra and stuff like that. That calms everybody down. You know what I'm saying?
Give me a Dean Martin opening and I'll love you. That was my dad's favorite.
All right, so let's have some fun with this. You are the attorney type. I'm just the average Joe here, and I was today for the first time.
Literally.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch. I took my monthly shower today, and I got out of the shower, and I turned on Newsmax, and they happened to have the I don't want to call it an impeachment process, because it wasn't. They had a Kabuki theater on, and I finally saw some hope, and I got so excited. I actually sat on the edge of the bed and watched it with excitement, because I finally saw them, the attorney, use the words of the Democrats against them. I mean, just string them together. If you were Dem in that room, or you were watching, you had to be slowly sinking under your desk. Don't you agree? I mean, it was a great job, wasn't it, or not?
Yes. No, it was Alan Dershowitz gave him an A+. He's the teacher. Listen, it was always absurd. I'm an attorney. I'm in courtroom, so let's tee it up. It's all about context, right?
Right.
But Donald Trump said, we're going to go and you're going to act patriotically and peaceful. And did some people get out of hand? Yes. Did he know in advance they were going to get out of hand? No. Did he know stuff was planned the day before? No. Now let's contrast that to Kamala Harris, who can be impeached, and we'll go back to the constitutionality.
I want to hear that. Go ahead.
But she saw protests, and she said at the time the protests should keep going. Now, the thing about that is she knew all along that these protests were violent. Not all the time, not every aspect of every protest, but those protests included violence, and she bailed people out. Now, when she says these protests should continue, of course, the context of that is that they were violent. And so she was saying the violence should continue. Trump never had that context. So between the two of them, she was the one who was saying violence should continue. The context of her statement was violence should continue, and she bailed people out. So who's more guilty?
Now, and of course, no question.
Yes. Okay, so let's go with the constitutionality. It's a pretty simple thing. It says that the Constitution says, removed from office. He's not in office. Now, what a bill of attainder was in the old days was where England would simply charge without a proper judicial criminal trial, would penalize people. It was a bill of attainder against you. We were against that. We didn't like the fact that the king could just slap you with a penalty. So we demanded actual trials. So you can't have a bill of attainder under American law, under the Constitution, and you cannot, quote, impeach someone who's out of office. The federal government, in the form of the Senate and the House, have no jurisdiction over them. So this, even if somehow there were two-thirds who would go along with this, it would have no legal effect because you can't impose a criminal penalty. The Senate can't impose a criminal penalty on someone not in office. So it has, and that's why John Roberts didn't show up. And so, of course, the Constitution says it has to be presided over by the Chief Justice.
Yeah,
it's not.
Don't go too fast here, because that was the point I was making the other night. And somebody probably challenged me on it. I said, no, Robert, it says that he shall That is a definite. He has to. Correct?
Yes, that's to be an impeachment. But again, you can't have impeachment of someone who's out of office.
Right.
So if here's what would happen, just theoretically. If Trump wanted to run again, he would start running for office. Someone would have to stop him, so they would file a lawsuit saying that he's not allowed to run for office because he was impeached. And then very quickly, it would be dismissed as a bill of attainder by an honest judge, or eventually through appeals, it would be dismissed because the Senate has no jurisdiction over a private citizen and can't impeach a private citizen. So this has always been political retribution in the worst form in American history, honestly.
Yeah.
And it backfired on them for the reasons you described at the outset, which, of course, is they use, you know, when Chuck Schumer stands out in front of the Supreme Court and points at it and says, "You will pay the price," that in front of a rowdy crowd is far more dangerous because they didn't have to walk anywhere than what Trump did. So this has backfired on them, and it is making the Democrats look like idiots, but they can't help themselves, can they?
No. And, you know, I heard even from some of my Democrat friends who are not fans of Donald Trump, a couple of them today said to me, you know what, I never heard the timeline until today, which really kind of throws a little sand into the works because mainstream media never reported on it. When you start putting the timeline together and then you show the tweets that Trump told him to stop, how do you fight that? You can't. It's a reality. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. So we'll see your host, don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro will still be with us when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A rare moment of unity in the Senate.
Officer Goodman is in the chamber tonight. Officer Goodman, thank you.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asking members to vote to give Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman the Congressional Gold Medal. Schumer made the motion to award him for his bravery during the Capitol riot. The decision to honor him came at the end of a question and answer session that wound down former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Just before that, his defense team presented their case. Mr. Trump chose to have his attorney, Bruce Castor, take on a reduced role after bipartisan criticism on the first day of the trial. He has since changed his demeanor.
Let us be clear. This trial is about far more than President Trump. It is about silencing and banning the speech the majority does not agree with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
What did you think it was going to be? The Irish Mambo? Not on this show. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just say it. Because my grandfather would say it if he was on the show with me. You know what this Sunday is, right?
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Don't be a stunade, as my grandfather would say. Don't blow it. Don't be that guy that I see in the supermarket at noon trying to figure out why there's no more Valentine's Day cards left. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving you a warning. You got 2 days, or a day, really. Go get your honey something. And, you know, it's always irritated me that I told you earlier, one day, I mean, it's one day a year, right? And you can't get it right? But it really shouldn't be one day a year. It should be more than that. Anyhow, let me bring him on. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. I always appreciate his time with me, and really seriously. He's got a lot of insight as to what's going on. He's also, go check out his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to the America's Reconciliation, which, I'm sorry, Tom, really? America's reconciliation? Can we even say
yeah,
that anymore?
Well, if we had a good leader, you know, she would. No. So, actually, February 14th is my parents' anniversary. They were married 59 years before my father passed away.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's actually, they knew how to make it happen. I spent almost every one of them with them. Which got me in trouble a few times, you might imagine. But the truth of the matter is, it was a great day, and it's a sad, bittersweet, sad day. I don't know how I want to describe it to me now, with them gone.
You know, it's not to get way off topic, but you know, it's really funny when I talk to some people. I say it's the Americans, and I think it's part of our problem as a culture. We have lost respect for the old timers. Americans more so disregard the old timers as being useless. I never was. I mean, we had some whacked people, whacked older people when I was growing up, but they had value. They all had value, and we valued the old timers that came here, that made a life for themselves. Some that joined the service. You know, recently I talked about how in World War II. More Italian Americans signed up for service than any other group. So it's something to be proud of and understand that we value the old times. I think that's what made a difference, don't you?
Look, in Italy, well, the cool thing about Italy is you go to a town like Siena, And on Saturday night, they walk the main street where, and the shops stay open and the ice cream, and you have grandparents sitting talking together, little kids playing nearby, and teenagers. And all generations are there, and it's yep. It's a great thing, and we don't have that here. You would not find them doing that, and it's not good for the culture, because when you have family that's that close across the generations, it's much more supportive of marriages, and it's easier to stay married.
Well, it's supportive. And you see truth, you see reality, and talking to you about it, I love when you say that, because when I was a kid, you didn't think about doing anything on Sunday, right? Because you were going to be at grandma's house, whether you liked it or not. And you don't see that anymore. You know, funny, because we all put up a stink about going there, so, oh, my friends are going over here. Well, too bad for your friends, you're coming with us. And then you'd get there, and by the time you started eating and you were with family, you didn't want to be anywhere else. And, you know, I'm 61 years old, and it's one of the things I miss the most about life is the family being together and being loud but being happy. It was you checking in. It was kind of like a reset every week of checking in of where you were at and what your value was. And I think we're missing that. I really do.
Yeah, no question.
Anyway, so, speaking about valueless.
Let's go with the recall update.
Yeah.
By Sunday, we will be at 1.6 million signatures.
Wow.
Our goal is 1.9, but we want to get to 2. And because of the care we're taking in doing this, and what I mean by that is we aren't just getting signatures, loading them in a box, and sending them off to the registrars. We check them out. If there's mistakes made or a date not signed, we actually send them back and get the people to fix the error and send it back in again. And as a result, our validity rate is in the 80s.
Wow.
Actually, rescuecalifornia.org's validity rate is 98%. Because we're taking the extra care. So this is going to happen. And, you know, it started out with, they'll never be able to do it, to it's a long shot, to smearing us, to, okay, well, maybe they'll do it, but they'll never throw out Gavin Newsom. I like the trajectory.
All right, so I have the Republican pessimist question for you, okay?
Okay.
Who do we have?
Okay, but remember this. The yesterday, the lieutenant governor of California, a Democrat, said that no Democrat should run against Newsom in the recall, and it would be shameful if they did. You are not, and remember, the winner is just who gets the most votes. It is not, no runoff, no majority needed. So if you have nothing but Republicans in running in that position, you're going to get a Republican.
True.
And so right now, you're looking at John Cox, Kevin Faulkner, and Rick Grenell as the three arguably most prominent announced candidates.
I thought Rick Grenell was giving it thought.
No, he's there. He's there.
Okay, no, I'm good with that.
You heard it here first from me that he's going to run, which means I'm not going to run.
Well, I don't know why you don't. We'd have a ball. I could be, you know, your
right
liaison to the Italian community. This would work out great, let me tell you.
So anyway, there's three candidates there, and you're not going to get a prominent Democrat. And the thing, so therefore, what happens is in this process, we're actually having a policy debate in this state, and that's not good for Newsom. Because his policies are failing, and someone's going to, and there'll be candidates to come out with alternative policies and say, you know, this is a better way to do it, and then it's going to open people's eyes up. And look, we've already had success. The opening of California, the reopening, is directly attributable to the recall. And the fact that,
You're right.
In September, they talked about tax increases. No discussion of tax increases now. We're not going to have a tax increase this year because of the recall.
Well, I don't know if you, did you hear about the story that went, it went flying by about a week ago, that the, that Newsom and Oregon's governor are working together to talk about rationing water.
Okay? Yeah, of course.
And you know
they
what's going
to
happen,
do that.
Right? You're gonna ration water, then you're gonna tax it because there's no other way, you know, to clean it up or bring more in. Anyway.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for Republicans to draw a contrast and turn independents against. Look, a third of the people that have signed the petition are non-Republicans. So he's underwater with independents.
Yes.
So there you go. And look, there's a lot of Democrats who silently will tell you, and not so silently, that we're done with him.
But Tom,
he's not good at his job.
I have talked to Senator Melendez, Senator Wilk, recent assembly person, Suzette Martinez, and they're telling me that the Democrats are fed up with him. And
they are.
But why don't they bring something to the floor? Now, Melendez told me they can't get it out of committee. Everybody's afraid to bring it out of committee. You know, I don't know what it takes or what it's going to take, but now that they see him underwater, they should be, you know, moving on it. But, all right, so we get a strong governor, we'll say. Let's say we get a good governor and a strong governor. But we still don't have the Assembly or the Senate. What can we get done?
Okay, well, there's 700 bills that will be on the desk of the governor in August. Just vetoing the 698 that are unnecessary would save tens of billions over time.
Wow.
And then again, the next year. So is that not worth it?
Yeah, okay. I got it. And but, you know, again, he's got an uphill battle. I'm not saying not to do it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just laying out the reality. Is that?
Well, you told me you didn't even think early Joe.
Oh, here we go.
Original Joe. I'm going to call you Original Joe.
Okay.
Told me we couldn't get the signatures. Here we are.
Yes.
Here we are.
You know what? I got to give you credit. The lockdown helped a lot. That's for sure. Hey, listen. You got me all excited, and then we got away from it. Let's talk about the impeachment of Kamala Harris or Carmel Harris or whatever her name is. Anyhow, we'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Tom DelVicaro when we return. So, Tom, buddy, you'll...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Open senior host. Always. Look, I guess it never surprises me, but my God. The headline of the hour, Free Britney Spears, her ongoing battle over conservatorship.
I am all for it. After we do this recall, I'm going to start a petition to free Britney Spears, 100%.
God bless. Tom DelVicaro joins me to discuss freeing Britney Spears. Pick up his new book. I mean, pick up his book, The Divided Era. How we got here and the keys for America's reconciliation. Tom, always a lot of fun to have you with me.
Okay, so before we run out, let's talk about Kamala Harris.
All right, there we go. You got me intrigued with the impeachment. Go.
She's in office, so she can be removed by impeachment. Now, the downside to this is that it was activity before she got into office, but at the time she made her comments, she knew violence was occurring. So if the Democrats think the standard is Trump saying things and people acting on them, even though he said act peacefully, then clearly she's guilty because she knew people were actually being violent and encouraged the protesters and then bailed out or helped bail out protesters. So she clearly, by the Democrat standards, should be impeached.
Let me, and they're setting it all up. Look, when I was looking at some of the things that the Democrats had put up there against Trump, and it was very obvious that what they did with the videos were very misleading. You know, some of them are attorneys. Not that they care one way or the other.
We would wipe them out in a true court of law. The jury would, but this isn't a true court of law. It's a kangaroo court for the Democrats to feel good, and it was predetermined on their side. But any Republican who went along with this, you know, they're sworn to uphold the Constitution. You cannot uphold the Constitution by engaging in a process where the guy's out of office. That's not upholding the Constitution. That's the opposite.
I agree with you. This whole thing is hilarious. And again, coming back to the first time, you know, John Roberts, not a fan of Trump. I know you and I have already talked about this, but it bears repeating. You know, here's a guy who said, look, this is not constitutional. You guys have at it, but I'm not gonna participate. So
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just interesting to watch it play out. And they're going through this. Again, somebody brought up the fact that when it came to the House, they followed none of the rules, none of the processes, no anything to even bring it to the Senate. And where were the witnesses? Where you know what I'm saying? So this whole thing
is... They don't have a case. They know it.
Yeah. Just a sham. All right, let's go back to something you said earlier, which is about Trump's win and the reason behind it, and that you wrote a great piece on Newsmax. Go check it out.
Yeah, look. The reason Trump got elected, we as Americans, and this is true anywhere, actually, in elective, you turn to an outsider or a third party when the two major parties or politicians are failing. We did that with the first recall. We went to Arnold. Right. We Republicans send governors to Washington because we're fed up with Washington as usual. OK, so Trump never even been in office. We turned him. Why? Well, gridlock in Washington and, you know, the outgrowth of the Tea Party movement where people felt that Washington didn't respect them and never heard from. They weren't being listened to. And, of course, the economy, wasteful spending, on and on. Well, all those things still exist, right?
Yep.
Except it's worse. It's no longer that they don't think they're being heard. They're being actively attacked by the left. And so, the economy improved for a while, but no one thinks the swamp, in many ways, they think the swamp succeeded. So the underlying dynamics for wanting to turn to an outsider exist now more than ever. And so that's not going anywhere. And if the Republicans don't understand that dynamic in Washington, then they are risking a third party. Now, look, I don't think a third party is going to come around because of the money. We just spent $14 billion in the last cycle. Just to give you a sense of what's going on, we spent $6 billion the prior cycle.
Yep.
And then it jumped to 14. A third party can't compete with that. The funding for it would be, and keep in mind the way things work is you run for office. And if you have let's say you have a Patriot Party person, a Republican and a Democrat running, the Democrat, even in Republican districts, would win because this vote would be split.
Right. No, I hear
and
you.
So
I...
it's not going to happen.
Yep.
It would be disastrous. We'd be socialists overnight if it did.
At what point... I guess the question then is, at what point do we make that major change in the Republican Party? Because some of the old timers have a real hold on it. And you know, I'm not disappointed. Frankly, I expected it. Look how quick some of the old timers flipped against Trump once he's out. But they depended on him and wanted him and pulled at him to help them in their elections.
Yeah. And then, look, the left is going to go so hard left in the years to come that they're going to make themselves irrelevant. And it's a mistake, though, for any politician. Look at what Nikki Haley did today. You know, I try to be disposed towards her, but her comment about abandoning Trump. If you want to be a leader in a party, the most you say in this circumstance is, look, you can say we need to move on, but you cannot say, you should never go negative on them intensely unless they commit crimes, right? You can understand the Nixon thing, but if there's some big ethical thing. But what you should say is we should learn from what just transpired and get better. You don't diss his supporters and expect to be able to succeed. And so
80 million people. I mean, he just insulted about 80 million people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at how Trump operates. I keep saying to people, what did you expect from a successful New York, you know, type A personality
contractor.
Developer?
Contractor.
Yeah. I mean, what did you expect him to have the demeanor of a priest, for God's sakes? Seriously?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
well,
that's
now
how you
that
get stuff
gas
done.
Prices are... Gas prices are up 18%, border problems.
Yep.
But
unemployment on the rise again.
Joe Biden's not tweeting.
He's not doing much of anything. He's coming out like the groundhog for 18 minutes and back in again. Just enough to do some major damage. You know, again, I've you know, doing this every night. I do a lot of research. There are a lot of black organizations that are miffed at this guy. Look what one of the first things he did is you take out a successful black military, what was it called? The Surgeon General. And what do? You put in an old white transgender guy, in essence. How does that make sense? How is that helping out the black, or showing respect for the black community? Look at the rest of his cabinet. None of this makes any sense. It shows you who he is.
Not to mention is the head of the Department of Defense should resign. He's a disgrace.
Yep. Yeah, but this is nothing new to either one of us. I mean, you see this coming. We know they're full of it when they run. That's why I expected all that.
Yeah, he's broken every promise.
Every one of them. Every single one of them.
Oh, elect me, you'll get $2,000. Now you're going to get $1,400.
Yeah.
I'll be a unifier. Now we're immediately going to do X, Y. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. All right, Tom, if people want to read more about your book, they can grab on Amazon, but how do they read your writings?
PoliticalVanguard.com, TomDell.com, Newsmax, Fox Business. Google my name.
Yeah.
Not Smith.
No.
And we will. And we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, Tom. Have a great rest of the night. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Tom Del Vaccaro, and I love having him on the show. And, you know, he's been in the political world for God knows forever. And we both, I mean, matter of fact, at one time, he and I were at odds over a particular election cycle and how to handle it and what to do. But, you know, we work at the same end, if you would. And I prevailed. That's the side point. No, but seriously, folks, you really... It's why I keep telling you, don't stop the fight. Stay with it. And as far as Donald Trump goes, what Tom said is the truth. I mean, he didn't win because he was a great politician or a great orator or anything along those lines. He won because he wasn't a politician. He won because we knew that he would do what he said he was going to do. He won because we knew that he would take on the swamp. I don't really think he understood how deep the swamp was, how bad it was, which is too bad. And I personally have said, you guys know, I've said it over and over again. I believe he trusted people around him way too much. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate your time and your support. We'll catch you later. Be good. Be safe.